Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from F.
Good morning. As a rising senior at my current institution, I am planning on applying to law school this September. I'm wondering how GPA calculations work for students like me that are applying while still in school. I'm under the impression that if I apply this cycle, there is still a whole year of grades that are not accounted for. I know that in my last year of school, I can easily get straight A's and raise my GPA. Will my senior year grades matter if I apply this cycle? If I know my GPA can go up, is it smarter to wait until the next cycle when all my grades are accounted for? Have we ever told someone not to wait?
Yeah, it's always a good idea to wait. I'm not saying it's, you know, a bad idea to apply right now necessarily. I just know that it's not a bad idea to wait. And if, you know, this F, you have a specific reason. You're telling me that if you get straight A's, you are going to raise your GPA. Well, then you're going to look like a better applicant next cycle. If you apply this cycle, you're going to apply with whatever your GPA is. I mean, LSAC's going to calculate it. And law schools will look at your final transcripts before you start school, but they will be deciding whether they're going to admit you or not based on your existing GPA.
When they make that decision, they have to make it based on the information that they have at the time. Maybe you can update them right before they make a decision, but you're still not going to have all your grades in because they're making that decision in fall.
Yeah. So why not just wait? Sure seems like you could just wait. I mean,
wait, you take a get gap a higher year. LSAT score.
Yeah, I don't see why you would be trying to rush into this. Think about if there's somebody who's pushing you to do this, you know, if it's your mom and dad, it's like, well, mom and dad, I mean, I'm going to wait a year, though, because I'm going to get a better scholarship to law school / I'm going to get into a better school.
Yeah. Hey, mom and dad, I'd like to save $150,000. So I'm going to wait a year. And no, we're opposed to that. We'd like you to.
If it's some admissions flack, you know, they're like trying to push you into it because they want your application right now, or they want your money for application consulting or whatever. What? Law schools will still be there in another year, but I'll be showing up with a higher GPA and potentially higher LSAT. And I'll be a better candidate. I mean, you could be a transformatively better candidate. Go to LSATdemon.com/scholarships, you know, play with, hey, if you're raising your GPA from a 3.8 to a 3.9 or from a 3.3 to a 3.4, whatever it is, you know, play with those numbers and see what it does to your scholarship estimates. But that in combination with a few more points of LSAT, I guarantee that it's going to transform your opportunities. So it's almost like you'd be crazy not to wait.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks for writing in. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.